Good morning, Friday. Woo! It's going to be a monster weekend of college football. I hope you got big plans. Of course, Auburn's taking on Mississippi State. I talked to Mike Leach a couple days ago. I'll talk about that in a second. Alabama's got a monster game. I think ESPN said that whoever wins that game's got like an 89% chance at representing the West in the college football SEC championship. That's going to be a booger bear for the Crimson Tide. I know a lot of people are waiting for the Crimson Tide to play that perfect game. Does it happen Saturday night? In the midst of all the corn dogs, we'll see what happens. Great ball game. And, of course, Tennessee and Georgia, 2:30 coming up this weekend. Also, don't forget the UAB Blazers taking on UTSA. They're undefeated at home, 2:30 coming up tomorrow as well. I'm going to go down to that game. I'm going to be watching the Tennessee-Georgia game on my phone and watching the real deal down there at Protective Life. So a great weekend of college football. I've had an amazing week, man. I mean, time is just flying by. It feels like Halloween was yesterday. By the way, we got time change coming up. You're going to pick up an extra hour of sleep coming up as we fall back tomorrow night. But when I can do a lot of interviews and I'm doing good radio and good content, I just feel good about myself. I talked to Mike Leach this week. I think he's an amazing, brilliant coach. He's just done a fantastic job in Mississippi State, and certainly a lot of peripheral things going on, trauma in their football program with the loss of Sam Westmoreland. He had the flu when I talked to him a couple days ago. You can podcast that at Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Just pull up Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K, and you can listen to all of our shows. Talked to Billy Gibbons a few days ago on the phone. Talked to Mark Ingram from the UAB Blazers. By the way, normally you would say, why would I want to listen to a show with an athletic director? I talked to a ton of coaches. I've been doing it for 30 years. I've done sports radio for a long period of time. And coaches are good, but coach speak is alive and well. There's a lot of coaches that probably do 400, 500, 600, 700 different interviews a week, and they say the same answers over and over and over again. David, Jennifer Rogers, good morning to you. Brandon, good morning to you as well. And so Mark is a friend of mine, and when we've had him on in the past, he knows that I don't throw fluff questions. I don't throw big, fat, softball-sized questions at him. I'll ask him anything to my point. You know, Bill Clark, will he coach again? Yeah. Will he be coaching at UAB? Possibly. That's something to think about. Yesterday, if you listen to the podcast that I put it out this morning on Twitter and Tony Curry Facebook, we heard that he wants to make a hire for the next head coach for the UAB football program before December 1st. You, no one else ever knew that. So we give you little nuggets, but I will ask him tough questions. And then we talked about Gene Simmons' tongue and some of his favorite concerts, which is great. And also, I'm working on several new podcasts. If I could sit down here in my studio and just interview people all day and do great content and put them in on our podcast network and also on the Tony Curry Radio app, TKR. Download it now. You'll love it. It's classic rock to the hilt, man. It's unbelievable. That would be just a perfect life for me. I love doing radio. I love doing interviews. I think I'm pretty good at it. And so if you've got any ideas for any ideas to do anything for our, because we're a radio station, Tony Curry Radio, but we've kind of evolved into this podcast network. And right now, Tony Curry Radio Podcast are in the top 23% of all podcasts in the country, as far as the listens go. There's 100,000 new podcasts that come out every single year. We're in the top 23% in all podcasts across the country, which, that's beautiful. That's great. That means people are listening to our stuff. They're loving our stuff. They're loving our content. Content is king, and that makes me feel good. So if you got any ideas that you'd like to do a podcast or celebrity, or, you know, we've had Taylor Hicks on. I've talked to everybody. Ted Nugent was on. If I can reach out to anybody and do a podcast with them, fantastic. So keep that in mind. Something that does bother me a little bit. We weren't on Fox 6 yesterday. My radio partner, Dr. Josh Claypo, was out of town. We'll be back on Fox 6 again coming up next Thursday morning when we do the Curry and Claypo show. I am in the medium. I do watch a lot of television when I'm vegging out. There are a couple of TV commercials that are really, really getting on my nerves. I don't get irritable very easily. I'm not restless, irritable, and discontent. I don't. I'm a calm guy. My ex used to call me Mr. Calm. I'm just cooled out. I realize the life we're living in, and I know there's things that happen that get on your nerves a little bit, but things like that just don't bother me anymore. But there's a couple of TV commercials that are bugging the hell out of me right now. And every time, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's because I'm watching the History Channel or the Weather Channel, you know, those old man channels. Maybe I'm watching too much old man television. I'm getting the same commercials, right? It's kind of like when you watch Judge Judy, what are you going to get? You're going to get the Alex Shinar, you're going to get the Ms. Rana, you're going to get all this, you're going to get all those lawyer commercials, right? So I get that. But I'm finding these commercials everywhere. There's three of them that are just about ready to drive me crazy. So much so that I can't watch the TV. I can't listen to them. A lot of people would say, by the way, why do I see the same commercial over and over and over again? Obviously, it's not working. According to groups, work groups, and television Nielsen ratings, they say we have to see a commercial on television 17 to 20 times before it actually takes. Like you'll see the State Farm commercials over and over and over again. That's why it's important to keep them fresh. Insurance companies actually do a pretty good job. The State Farm commercials, and of course, they're one of our great sponsors, Chris Dorsey, State Farm team. I like them. But three commercials that are getting on my nerves, and there's one that's brand new, and I didn't like it the first time I saw it, and maybe it's because I don't like the company. It's Spectrum. Spectrum is full of shit. I have reached out to them a million times to try to get my rate lowered, and I got to be careful because I'm on Spectrum right now, and they could probably cut my internet off as I'm doing this little barb here. But I'm getting charged like $400 a month, and then I find out that I'm doing the whole bundle thing, and I'm finding out that I only need two things, and it's only $90 a month. So I reach out to Spectrum and I say, "Listen, I'm paying $400. Can you help me out here? I'm running a business." And I see that I can do these two things for $90 instead of $400. And they tell me that I have to not have been a customer within the last 90 days in order to partake. In other words, it's new customers only, which is, dude, I've been with Spectrum for 25 years. They've made like $1 million off me. Wouldn't you think they'd want to help me a little bit so I'd stay on? Evidently, they don't care. They don't care. So they got this no-nonsense commercial. This commercial is so annoying. The dude that's on stage talking about no nonsense, be unreasonable. I'm fixing to be unreasonable on somebody's ass big time because I'm fixing to move out of this house. And when I do, I will figure out a way to get away from that, get some type of other internet service and move on. Richard Evans, good morning to you. It drives me crazy. Every time I see that commercial, it's supposed to look like an Elon Musk kind of thing or a Microsoft commercial. The guy's on the stage and he's talking about no nonsense. Annoying. Second commercial, I mentioned this before. The first couple times I saw it, I thought, this is a great commercial. It's perfect. It's great for this business. I even pulled up this business's name, the Antonelli's Cheese Shop commercial for Capital One. Have you seen this commercial? You had to have seen it. Everyone's seen it a million times. It's the Antonelli's Cheese Shop. They're cutting cheese. They're doing cheese. They're talking about all the money they're saving with their Capital One card, the cash back. It's the Antonelli's Cheese Shop. It's a guy and a girl. They're just at this point, they're just flipping annoying. I hope they don't even make it. I really don't. But the Antonelli's Cheese Shop is real. The third thing, the first time I saw it, I laughed. The second time, I thought, pretty brilliant strategy, pretty brilliant marketing. And now it's just plain disgusting. And I'm a guy, nothing disgusts me. I could eat worms, I could play with snakes, nothing. The Lumi deodorant commercial is absolutely disgusting. It's sick. You got women smelling each other's asses on TV. I don't get it. Is that a problem? Listen, in our world of television and marketing, if we're told that we have bad breath 95% of the time, man, we will go buy whatever it takes. We will spend, Wayne Snyder, good morning. We will go spend as much money as we can on bad breath. That's why we spend billions of dollars on makeup. That's why Axe is big. If you spray Axe on you, you're going to pick up any woman you want. If it appeals to our sexuality, it appeals to the size of things, we will spend whatever it takes to make that happen. So the idea, do we have a problem with our asses smelling bad? I have never walked into a room and thought, wow, someone didn't wipe well today, or someone's got gas problems. Is that a problem? Seriously. I've never been, I'm 6'4", so I'm pretty far away from everyone else's backsides. But I've never had a problem where I walk up to a person and go, man, their backside doesn't smell good. Is this a problem? Is it a problem for, evidently for women, is it a problem? And it's not the front side, it's the back side. This whole thing where you do it both sides and the stink test, to me, it's disgusting, man. If I'm eating my dinner during that commercial, I'm like, seriously. Is that, is that a woman's problem? Is that a woman thing? I didn't realize that having stinky backsides was such a major issue in our society. I never knew. I would say underarms. I would say if you haven't showered in a few days, maybe you're not hygienically correct that particular day and you have a little bit of a waft. I get that. But down there, I don't get it. Anyway, those three commercials get on my nerves. And now that I've talked about it, I'm done. I can watch them again. But I guarantee I'm going to get upstairs and I'm going to see that stinking no-nonsense Spectrum commercial. No nonsense, be unreasonable. I'm fixing to be unreasonable. And I just wish that by me cutting the cord, it would actually change the way they do business. But they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. Customer service is out the window, man. That's why here at Tony Curry Radio, you're not going to see too many of our commercials. Tony Curry Radio, man, we do it right. We try to make sure you have great content. We have great shows. The music's fantastic. Everything's tight and right. It's loud. It's in your face. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. Get at the Tony Curry Radio app. We're going to love this thing, and we're going to do all these shows. And if you have any podcast ideas for me, please let me know. Could not do it without our great, great partnerships with all of our wonderful clients, man. I reached out to people about 3 or 4 years ago, told them what I was doing. Everyone believed in what I was doing, and they've stuck with me through thick and thin through this thing. It's been a fantastic ride, and it's just going to get better. Our podcasts are going through the roof. I mentioned they were up 135%. We're going to get some new numbers coming up here in a couple days, but we're in the top 23% of all podcasts across the country, so I'm super, super proud of that. Looking forward to putting on more shows. Every time you go to the Tony Curry Radio Podcast, and we're on Audio Boom, we're on every major industry, there's an umbrella of all kinds of different shows, from pet shows to rock shows to blues shows to shows about UAB to athletic shows. We have interviews with Mike Leach, Billy Gibbons, all kinds of great stuff. So check it out. Really, really proud of that. But yeah, we just want to put a good product on for you. We want to have a place where you can go chill out at nighttime and just listen to When in Rome was another great show we did yesterday with. See, we even take clients. And I get clients to do shows, and they're home runs. Stuart Rome from When in Rome with Stuart Rome's a fantastic show. He did a whole show. We get the midterms next Tuesday. He did a whole show on chilling out, which the Woodhouse Baseball is a great place to chill out. But he picked 5 songs that you can chill out to. Oh, it's killer. It's fantastic. All right, have yourself a great Friday. I hope your team wins tomorrow. And we'll get back after it again over the weekend and again on Monday. I love you, and thanks for watching. Tony Page, good morning to you, brother. Thank you so much for watching this morning. Have yourself a wonderful and safe weekend. I love you.